Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another lesson with us here at English Pod. My name is Marco.
And I'm Erica.
And today we're going back to school.
That's right. We're talking about my least favorite subject.
That would be math.
That's right.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about math. Now, I know that many of you, of course, know math.
Right.
But do you know the operations in English?
Many people find it hard to find the right words to talk about math in English.
Right. So that's what we're going to be looking at today.
And we'll also look at some names that you can call people who are really, really, really smart.
So let's listen to our dialogue for the first time, and then we'll come back and look at those math words.
All right, children, let's review. Tommy, pay attention.
Sorry, Miss Cadlett.
Okay, Crystal, now tell me. What's 4 plus 11?
15.
Miss Cadlett always asks Crystal. She's such a teacher's pet.
Okay, and what about 56 minus 60?
Negative 4.
Very good. 12 times 12?
Very good. Suck up.
144.
0 divided by 1?
0.
How did you know that? Okay, smarty pants, the square root of 2.
Bet you're not going to get that one, know-it-all.
1.414235.
All right, so that's one smart little girl, huh?
Yeah, pretty smart. Actually, smarter than me in math.
All right, so let's take a look at some of those words that the teacher used to ask her about certain operations in language takeaway.
Language takeaway.
Okay, so like we said, you guys know how to do math and you know the words in your language, but maybe in English it's a little bit harder to find the right words. So let's look at those now.
Okay, so let's look at the first question that she asked. What's 4 plus 11?
4 plus 11.
Okay, plus.
Plus.
All right. So 4 plus 11, Erica, is?
Let me take a look at here. 15.
15. Okay, so we are adding, right?
Yes.
So that's how you would say. Let's go with an easy one. 2 plus 2.
4.
4, right?
Yep.
Or 5 plus 5.
10.
10, okay.
You're really testing my skills.
So that's how you would add numbers.
Now, what about taking away numbers?
Okay, so taking away or subtracting. All right, let's test you again. In the dialogue, she said 56 minus 60.
56 minus 60 equals negative 4.
Okay, minus, so that's negative, right?
Minus.
So, and of course, if you have 56 apples and you take away 60, you are left with
negative 4.
Negative
well,
4.
Well, actually, you're left with 0 apples.
Yeah, exactly. Now, that answer is also interesting, negative 4.
Negative 4.
That means minus 4, right?
4 less than 0.
4 less than 0. Very good. Negative 4. Okay, so now for our next operation. 12 times 12.
12 times 12.
12 times 12.
Now, Marco, don't ask me the answer.
All right. 12 times 12 equals 144. Now, that's multiplying.
Right, or multiplication.
Multiplication. Okay, so this times part, it's very easy to remember because, for example, 4 times 4. You can just say 4, the number 4, and you add it, right?
4 times.
4 times. 4 plus 4 plus 4 plus 4.
Right, so times.
Times. Uh-huh.
Now, the opposite of times.
All right, the opposite of multiplication is division.
Division.
Okay, so in our dialogue, the teacher said 0 divided by 1.
0 divided by 1.
0 divided by 1. Any number divided by 0 is 0.
All right, so let's give another example. 15 divided by 3.
All right, so 15 divided by 3 equals?
5.
5, mm-hmm. Exactly.
So divided by.
Divided by. Very good. So after division, the teacher was very impressed, and now she asked a very hard mathematical operation, especially for a girl this age. The square root of 2.
The square root of.
Square root.
So let's give some examples to show what is the square root.
Okay. So if I ask you the square root of 9.
3.
3, right?
Yes.
What about the square root of 4?
2.
2. Okay. So now one more. The square root of 16.
4.
4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you noticed the pattern, right? And I'm sure everyone knows this in their own language, how you would get a square root.
Exactly. So this language is pretty simple. You all know it in your own language, but let's hear it again in English one more time with the dialogue.
All right, children, let's review. Tommy, pay attention.
Sorry, Miss Cadillac.
Okay, Crystal, now tell me. What's 4 plus 11? 15.
Miss Cadillac always asks Crystal. She's such a teacher's pet.
Okay, and what about 56 minus 60? Negative 4. Very good. 12 times 12?
Very good. Suck up.
144. 0 divided by 1?
0.
How did you know that? Okay, smarty pants, the square root of 2.
Bet you're not going to get that one, know-it-all.
1.4142135.
Okay, so we understand the mathematical operations that we saw here. Very easy.
Mm-hmm.
But now there was another little kid in there who was very, I think, envious or jealous.
Yeah, Tommy.
Tommy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he called her a couple of different names.
Well, let's look at those now in Fluency Builder.
Fluency Builder.
Okay, so the first one that he called Crystal, the little girl, he called her a teacher's pet.
Teacher's pet.
Teacher's pet.
A teacher's pet.
So, Erica, what exactly is a teacher's pet?
It is the favorite student the teacher has in that class.
All right. So it's always the student that's helping the teacher.
Yeah, the smartest student.
Yeah. The teacher's pet.
Yeah. And it has a negative meaning in English.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that it's a good thing to be the teacher's pet.
Like the teacher thinks it's good.
Yeah.
But all of the friends and the classmates, they think it's bad.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Teacher's pet.
And similar to teacher's pet is a suck up.
Suck up.
Suck up.
Again, suck up, what is this? What is a suck up?
A suck up is a person who tries really, really hard to make the teacher like him.
Okay, now we can also use it outside of the classroom, right?
Yeah, at work maybe.
Okay, there is always at work, there is always one person who's the suck up, right?
Yes. Now, again, this has a negative meaning in English.
Yeah, I guess in the workplace, the rest of your colleagues don't really like that person who's considered to be the suck-up, who's always trying to please the boss.
Exactly.
All right.
All right, so the teacher calls Crystal a smarty pants.
Smarty pants.
Smarty pants.
Okay, so this is also a little name calling, right? Mm-hmm. So what is a smarty pants?
Somebody who is too smart.
Too smart.
Who tries too hard to be smart.
Now, this is only for little kids, right? I wouldn't call you a smarty pants. Right?
No, it's definitely for children. Adults don't say this.
Unless maybe you are joking or having fun with someone.
Yeah, but if you say it, you are suggesting that you're being like a child.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, smarty pants.
Mm-hmm.
And our last one, and this is also a very good phrase and a way to describe someone. Know-it-all.
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 A know-it-all.
Sometimes you say Mr. Know-it-all, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so what is a know-it-all?
Somebody who tries to show everyone that they know it all.
They know everything.
Yeah, they're so smart.
They have the answers to everything.
But they really, really try and show everyone that they know everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. These people can be sometimes a little bit irritating, right?
Yeah, very, very annoying.
Annoying.
Yeah.
All right, so it's not a good thing to be a know-it-all all the time.
Yeah, actually, all of these phrases are not good things to be.
Okay, so let's listen to our dialogue one more time, and then we're gonna come back and Eric is gonna tell us how much she hates math.
All right, children, let's review. Tommy, pay attention.
Sorry, Miss Cadillac.
Okay, Crystal, now tell me. What's 4 plus 11? 15.
Miss Cadillac always asks Crystal. She's such a teacher's pet.
Okay, and what about 56 minus 60?
-4.
Very good. 12 times 12?
Very good. Suck up.
144.
0 divided by 1?
0.
How did you know that? Okay, smarty pants. The square root of 2.
Bet you're not going to get that one, know-it-all.
1.4142135.
All right, so Erica, you were telling me that you hated math, or you still do.
Well, yes, that's true. I really do hate math. And even doing a simple, 16 plus 32 mm-hmm. is too hard for me.
So you were never really that type of person that's good with numbers.
No, I'm terrible with numbers. I can't even remember my own phone number.
Really?
That's true. Like, I really, if someone asks me for my phone number, I have to look on my phone in the address book to find it.
Well, yeah, sometimes numbers can be difficult. I kind of liked math when I was younger. It just made sense. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I guess there's a reason why I'm an English teacher and not a math teacher.
And I was actually not very good at language.
But here you are.
Exactly. Well, I mean, in Spanish, I like grammar. Not very good at that, all those rules.
Yeah, but you're pretty good at English, so that's all right with
me. That's all right.
Yeah.
What about you guys? Tell us what your favorite subject or your least favorite subject in school was. What about you? Do you have any favorite subject? Or did you have a favorite subject?
History.
History.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I liked chemistry for a while.
Oh, God. Chemistry involves numbers.
Well, a little bit, but it was interesting as well.
So come to the website, everyone, Englishpod.com, and you can find lots of other resources there.
And also be sure to check out our activity stream where you can answer and ask very quick questions depending on your level. So you can choose if you're an elementary student, then you would be talking to other elementaries.
That's right. Well, thanks for downloading this lesson. And until next time, goodbye.